This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9.
Freshly dug Joycast.
And we head off to Sydney to talk to Andrew Potts of the Sydney Star Observer. Hello, Andrew.
G'day, Doug.
Now, Bob McMullen is retiring.
That's correct.
That's not good news for supporters of same-sex marriage, is it?
No, it's not. Bob McMullen was the only member of the House of Representatives to publicly support same-sex marriage. He's currently Parliamentary Secretary for International Development Assistance, and he plans to now devote his time into the fight against world poverty. At 62, he was one of the longest-serving members of the House of Reps, but it will be very sad to see him go.
Yeah, we don't have too many overt supporters anyway in that part of Parliament.
That's true, and particularly within the Labor Party, I think there are only two other people who've in the Federal Party who've supported same-sex marriage, and one of those has been quiet about it since 2006. That's Peter Garrett. He was asked on late night Channel 10. In 2006, whether he supported same-sex marriage, and he said he didn't have a problem with it. He then became a minister, and we've heard absolutely nothing about it.
Yeah, and then he's had lots of problems with everything since then.
He has. And in the Senate, marriage equality is supported by Labor's Louise Pratt. McMullen was particularly interesting in that he was one of the few people in the Federal Labor Party not to be a member of a faction, and that may have been why he was a bit more free to speak out on this issue than other people. But I think it will be very sad for a lot of people to see him go, and particularly for GLBT people in the ACT.
Any indication of who might take his place? There's going to be a scramble for pre-selection?
A number of candidates have been suggested, and McMullen himself is not going to recommend any of them. And interestingly enough, the other federal member for the ACT has just announced she won't be standing at the next election as well. So there seems to be a bit of a clearing of a deck down there for some reason.
Yeah. Do you think it's because they're on the more liberal wing of the party, or because
I really couldn't speculate. I was surprised this isn't something that the mainstream media has made more of an issue of, though.
Well, let's hope they pick up on it, because I'd love to know what's going on down there, especially when we're going to lose one of our champions. Well, thank you, Bob McMullen, for what you've done so far, anyway, is the best one can say, and good luck in your new career.
And I think it's important to remember that Bob McMullen will still be a very senior member of the Labor Party itself, and it's quite possible that he may continue to advocate for us within the membership of the party.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right. Now, your other piece of news is about Anthony Venn Brown. Now, Anthony is an interesting character, isn't he?
He is. He's a former Pentecostal preacher who came to realise sexuality after going through a long period of putting him through what we tend to call ex-gay programs and treatments and things like that. And he's now the convener of a group called Freedom to Be, which is a group for evangelical and Pentecostal gays who are finding and coming to love themselves. Now, he went over to the US in November of 2009 to attend the Ex-Gay Survivors Conference in Palm Beach, Florida. That's an annual conference of people who assist the discussion of gay rights issues and try and counter the message of the ex-gay movement.
So these are what you might call ex-gays?
Yes, that's right. He did that with the assistance of the Sydney Lesbian and Gay Business Association. Now, because he was involved in the Pentecostal church for so long, Anthony has a lot of connections to a lot of people in these churches still today, and he often uses these to try and get the message out there and try and change some minds. And so the first thing he did in the country, he met up with a mega church pastor and the pastor's wife, who he'd known back from them as far back as 1991, mm-hmm. when he resigned from the ministry, and he took them on a tour of the San Francisco Gay Center and took them around the community there. And of course, those people tend to not get out there that much. And
certainly not into gay community centers. No.
And apparently the couple were quite surprised by the amount of involvement in charitable works and social programs by the gay community there. And Anthony now hopes to continue that dialogue with that couple and hopefully help their congregation move further down that path in future.
Well, there have been some signs from the evangelical churches in recent times that their membership is getting a little bit tired of the stress on gay issues issues.
Definitely. I mean, I think there's definitely a huge generational shift. If you just have to look at a person like Guy Sebastian, who is, you know, proudly Pentecostal, but also you know, proudly not homophobic, and there have been a number of large Pentecostal and charismatic churches in the States who have shifted their position on homosexuality, and there doesn't seem to have been too much of a backlash there, though I suspect they may have had fairly progressive churchgoers for their particular areas. But it's, I mean, I think it's as the more diversity there is in the voices that are coming out of religion, the harder it makes it for the fundamentalists and the hardliners to really say this is, you know, to say that they speak for Christianity or churches as a whole.
Yeah, because there's a whole variety of thought within... it's strange, because we've just been talking to someone from Changing Attitudes, the group within the Anglican Church. And even within that one church, there are a whole spectrum of attitudes and ideas. And the discussion is still kind of working itself out there, albeit rather dramatically in the US with the election of gay bishops and so on. Right. Well... let's hope Anthony gets somewhere with this. He's obviously made inroads simply because of the path he himself has travelled and the fact that he still retains those connections. Let's hope we've got some more people like him inside the evangelical churches. Well, thank you, Andrew, for your time this morning. And we'll catch up with you next week. That was Andrew Potts there from the Sydney Star Observer.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.